More of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's 5:40 on your Monday drive. We're in the middle of Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fiumara. This week, 60 Minutes. This was last night? I missed it.
Yeah, it was last night.
Okay, they concentrated on the Tamir Rice shooting incident in Cleveland, which was the basis for a consent decree placing that city's police department under federal jurisdiction and monitoring. Explain what a consent decree is.
It's an agreement between the Justice Department and the police department of a particular locale. All they do is they...
The National DOJ.
Yeah, the National DOJ in Washington, D.C. What they would do is actually monitor and determine if certain police procedures are contributing to excessive violence, excessive civil rights violations, and they look at that in terms of the different degrees of interaction between the police. For example, in Cleveland, I think the city is predominantly black, maybe 70% or so, and yet the police force represents a very small percentage of minorities, and most of them live outside the city. There are only like five or six police officers that live in the city of Cleveland. Most of them are in the outside suburbs. Now, back east where I'm from, there was a requirement that if you're a municipal worker, like in New York City, like I worked for the mayor's office in New York, I had to actually live in New York City. So I had to live in Queens with my Aunt B, and she was a neurotic, crazy type. And I'll never forget taking that 7 train and dealing with that. But I couldn't live in Jersey where I was actually going to school. I had to live in Queens, New York, because I couldn't afford Manhattan working for the city of New York. But getting back to the decree.
Aunt B, really.
Aunt B. And everyone made fun of me and thought it was RFD or what, it may vary RFD. No, yeah. It was Aunt B.
Andy Griffith's show.
Right, right. So,
all right, but in Cleveland, besides this Tamir Rice incident, was there a history that the feds were looking at?
Yeah, they were looking at a pattern of excessive behavior that ended up with either shootings or tasers or batons. They were looking at the amount of escalation versus de-escalation. They were looking at a lot of factors. And what they were looking at were statistics, but they were looking at a culture of violence. And that's violence from the people themselves, but violence from the police against the citizens or the civilians. And they found that there was an attitude of us against them, and that the police force had to be reeducated and retooled. And that's going to happen no matter what, because technology changes and attitudes change, and sometimes neighborhoods become one minority versus another after demographics change. So it's inevitable, it's going to happen. But in this county, we've had such a long history of strife, and it goes back to, like I said, 1998, when we had the Civil Rights Commission come here with recommendations, and none of those recommendations were actually implemented. So that's kind of sad commentary.
Yeah, you were part of that back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, I was. And I got to see how it was just a sham as far as I'm concerned. I was totally disappointed and surprised that it happened this way with such a liberal, backdrop in this county. We are mostly Democratic. There's, areas of concentration, the northern county, which is much more conservative, and that's where they had Esposti, who was our supervisor for many years. It was just a different, era, but we are mostly a Democratic county, voting Democratic, voting liberally versus the conservative counties in the northern mountain area or in the interior. So it's surprising that we're letting this go so far.
Yeah, you had said that the police shooting of Tamir Rice in Cleveland, because they pulled up and within a few seconds, according to all the reports, they fired on the kid.
Yeah.
And you're saying that it's similar to the Andy Lopez case here in Santa Rosa.
Well, very much so. But they had the...
Because he had a toy. Tamir Rice had a toy gun.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And they said he was reaching in his belt for what they thought was a toy gun. But what's sad and what gives the police and the public more insight to the Tamir Rice cases, there was an actual video, by the way, that showed that within a sec, it was like 2 seconds, the squad car pulled up, and before you knew it, kid was shot, and the sister, a 14-year-old sister, ran to the aid of her brother who was dying. And you know what they did?
They tackled her. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God I did not see that. That was about my family. No.
She was unarmed, as was he.
Exactly.
She didn't even have a toy gun with her.
She had nothing except emotion that her brother's dead on the dirt. So, and that's what happened with Andy. They said he was lying there for hours, and that made it much more emotional. But I don't know all those facts because I didn't look at the coroner's report. Although it was given to me, I just have not. It's too gory for me to look at.
All right. We're here with Michael Fiumara. It's a segment we do every Monday called Justice Gone Wild. What else is on your mind today?
Well, I also see that this county in the Sunday paper is a haven and a magnet for great nonprofit organizations.
And well, we know that. We have them on all the time and have for years.
Yeah.
There's some amazing organizations here.
It's the best as far as I'm concerned. It's part of the Council on Aging. It's their nutrition program. It's Meals on Wheels. That program is so incredible that I, for them to give out 285,000 meals per year to Sonoma County residents is a real tribute to the volunteerism and the good-heartedness of our community. And I know there's many seniors out there who are really struggling and don't want to ask for help, especially the older ones who, you know, grew up in the during the Depression and shortly thereafter. And so I spoke to Ms. Colgate today. That's Laura Colgate, who used to be the executive director for the Family Justice Center. And
she's been
now,
on the show many times.
She's great, and her heart's in the right place. But I told her that, you know what, I hope that more people volunteer and give money to the organization because I know they do a great job. So I know that if there, anyone's out there and listening, they would definitely call it 525-0143, extension 119. That's 525-0143, extension 119, and speak to Laura Colgate. They could use all the money and donations that they can get. I know I helped with their kitchen when it was being built many years ago when Shirley Zane worked so hard to raise hundreds of thousands for that expansion. So
you can also Google the Council on Aging, Meals on Wheels, Sonoma County, anything like that, and you'll wind up with the information.
Right. $5, $10, it doesn't matter. Everything helps. So I just wanted to say that I'm glad I live in such a great and beautiful county that people are very generous and they're kind. And likewise, that's how our firm gets most of our referrals is through people in the community who know us and know that we work darn hard and we care. I mean, as much as we sometimes go out on a limb to push the envelope and push the elected officials to do their jobs, we have in our hearts the good intentions of doing what's right for our clients and for the people of Sonoma County.
You mentioned your experience with the SRPD Saturday night at about 11 o'clock. Big cases are you folks working on now? You got a lot of associates working with you.
We do. We have quite a few attorneys at the firm right now working on a series of cases headed for trial. One of them is a large forgery case involving 49 counts and involves a dispute between some very large, we'll say, wine industry folks versus smaller, less well-represented and less well-heeled people. And it's the Battle of Goliath and what do they call it?
Forgery?
Forgery, yeah.
Who's forgering? Who's being accused of forgery?
There's a claim that one of the employees had forged a number of checks and expenses, and it's not going to add up to what they think. It's just that...
You're defending the employee?
Of course. We are defending the employee, and we know that we have a good, solid case because it was already tried, and it was a hung jury, and they're trying it again, wasting more taxpayer money. But that's their prerogative. That's what they want to do. There's so much violence and so much elder abuse and other really insidious types of crimes, and yet DAs sometimes represent insurance companies, which they have no right to represent. They're not victims, according to the judge's bench book, but they represent people that are the well-heeled one percenters, and yet some of us people here who have been victims of crime don't get represented and don't get treated fairly. So that's a point of my contention.
Any thoughts, comments, or questions for Michael Fiumara? 636-1350 is the phone number.
Anytime anyone has a question, they can reach us at 707-571-8600 or speak directly to us. Our website is now pretty prominently well known because of one little doll, but it's fiumara.com. It's fiumara.com. And we also have avoidjailnow.com. So original, right? Avoidjailnow.com. came up with that because Avoid Jail was taken, okay? That's what happened.
Let's check traffic one more time on this Monday on The Drive.
Riding home with Steve Jackson on The Drive. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Alrighty, this is Justice Gone Wild on The Drive. Attorney Michael Fumara. I'm so, and our listeners are too, I know, interested in, you guys do so many different cases and you do so many different fields of law, but give us another case. You had mentioned, I asked you this off air and you said, oh, there's one that really pisses me off. I love that. You said, actually, don't get me started, and that's exactly what I want you to do is get started.
Trouble. More trouble. Well, anyway, this was an arson conviction case. So my client didn't just walk away from an arson conviction totally free to go and walk the streets. That's not the case. He was very, very young, 20 years old. And so what he was convicted of was arson. It's bad enough. But he spent quite a bit of time in jail during the trial or during the pretrial. We didn't have to go to trial. It was settled so that he did a very extensive program with Olof House in San Francisco, and he stayed there and did extremely well. They really kept him under lock and gun, so to speak.
He was convicted of arson.
He was convicted. That's not the issue. The DA wanted him to do like 9 years of prison, and this was a crime of, when he was intoxicated, of passion, where he saw his girlfriend having sex with another young man, and so he just reacted being drunk and stupid. He just,
you know, France, you can get off on that.
France, you
they recognize the crime of passion.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if they still do, but I was watching a movie over the weekend and they said, well, if you were in France,
well, this
DA was Sherlock Holmes. That's right. Maybe that was 1800s. Maybe they don't do that anymore. But
well, this DA didn't think it was France because he wanted this kid to
9 years for a 20-year-old kid.
Exactly.
First offense, I assume.
Exactly. He had only a very minor background before in one other alcohol case. He should have been treated at that level, but that didn't happen. The issue is this. He was convicted. He's back. He's doing well. He's working his tail off at a job. And probation's telling him, you have a $383,000 restitution. No way is he going to pay that under my dead body, I'll tell you that. What that means...
Wait a minute. You mean what did he...
He burned? You think he burned down the whole building? No. What he did was he scorched an outside wall. The firefighters come, of an apartment. Of course, the firefighters come. They should. They sprayed it good. They sprayed it with a lot of water like they should. They sprayed it and they, you know, broke it in to make sure... Hey, you know what? There's no more fire cinders inside. There's no electrical burns. They found asbestos, a lot of asbestos. And then they decided, hey, owner, you need to remove this asbestos. That's going to cost you a few $100,000. And you have to move all the people to nice hotels. And they're sticking my client with that? That's not fair.
He didn't put the asbestos in there.
They're going to say he did. And, I've been trying to get a DA on the phone for the last week.
My girlfriend's doing another guy. I'm going to go fill her apartment with asbestos and then burn it down.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And we've been trying. We made at least 4 or 5 court appearances at these hearings. They're called restitution hearings. And guess what? The insurance company was not forthcoming. They didn't provide any documentation. What backup do you have that you spent this much money? Nothing like that. Nothing at all. Yeah. So they're not cooperative. And then there's case law that says the DA is not even supposed to represent insurance companies. They're not in the business of representing, you know, these big corporations. If they're not cooperating, a case should be dismissed. Now I have to waste more of my client's time and money. I'm not charging him. I'm doing it on my own dollar. I hope I can get a tax deduction for that because I'm going to go there. And if I have to file motions, take it to trial, too bad. It's going to happen. That's just not fair. He's going to pay something. Yes, he burned part of the structure
but
down.
But he did not put asbestos in landlord's apartment.
Exactly. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. It's total injustice. It's Justice Gone Wild. It's the primary reason this show is named Justice Gone Wild, because it goes wild every darn day. And I know that others who have been on the show before have said that, but I'm saying it a little more calmly. And hopefully I'm giving a few more examples.
No, we got you started. I like that.
Well, I don't want to be this way because I have to save it for tomorrow.
Thanks for good radio.
Well, I don't know about that. You think my doll didn't do enough talking?
So where does this case stand?
Tomorrow.
You're still doing hearings?
There's going to be another wasted hearing because I don't hear back from anyone. I'm on the phone constantly. I'm sending documentation and doing what I'm supposed to do, but justice has stopped. The wheels of justice have gone to a screeching stop, crash, And it's just a shame because the taxpayers are not getting their real service. They should be really worried about the child molesters, the people that are out there who are stealing money from the elderly, who are being scammed and schemed. And that's the whole thing that I think we should really be focusing on, and violent crimes, and also these insidious crimes against the elderly and people who are vulnerable, like the slow, the mentally disabled, those with mental illnesses, mental disabilities. And that's not happening. I see a lot of waste. In fact, one of my good friends just left the DA's office. She was a great criminal attorney. She was she practiced in the areas of murders and very sophisticated crimes. And she had to start her own practice because she was relegated to a juvenile division where she's overqualified. And that was a spiteful, vindictive thing, and that happened. And, you know, we're as taxpayers, what do we have to do now? Train other people to take her job? But she started her own law firm here in town, and I commend her for her courage. But that's another thing.
Michael Fiumara, Fiumara.com, F-I-U-M-A-R-A. We do Justice Gone Wild in the 5 o'clock hour every Monday. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Next week, we'll see you.
All right. That's it for us tomorrow, the Tuesday Drive. Michael Bug Deacon, Reclamation Road Radio, is in Hawaii. I don't know what's going on. We'll find out. Aloha. We'll see what's happening tomorrow with Bug. I guess he's doing some interviews in Hawaii. Have you seen anything yet? I saw one thing. Yeah, okay. He just sent it. We'll figure it out. Anyway, have a great Monday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Drive right here on 1350 and FM 103.5. KSRO. Good night, y'all.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.